The Mill on the Floss by George Eliot. A wide plain, where the broadening floss hurries on between its green banks to the sea, and the loving tide rushing to meet it checks its passage with an impetuous embrace. On this mighty tide the black ships, laden with the fresh-scented fir planks, with rounded sacks of oil-bearing seed, or with a dark glitter of coal, are borne along to the town of St. Ogg's, which shows its aged fluted red roofs and the broad gables of its wharfs between the low wooded hill and the river brink, tinging the water with a soft purple hue under the transient glance of this February sun. Just by the red roof town, the tributary Ripple flows with a lively current into the Floss. How lovely the little river is, with its dark, changing wavelets. It seems to me like a living companion while I wander along the bank and listen to its low, placid voice, as to the voice of one who is deaf and loving. I remember those large, dipping willows. I remember the stone bridge. And this is Dorlcote Mill. Even in this leafless time of departing February, it is pleasant to look at. Perhaps the chill, damp season adds a charm to the trimly kept, comfortable dwelling-house, as old as the elms and chestnuts that shelter it from the northern blast. The stream is brimful now, and lies high in this little withy plantation, and half drowns the grassy fringe of the croft in front of the house. Let me tell you what the inhabitants of that dwelling-house...